Now, what it's like inside an Iranian prison. You may remember that four Iranian Americans were imprisoned in Iran over the summer. They've all since been released. Ali Shakiri was one of them. He is a mortgage broker. He lives here in Southern California. Ali Shakiri also helps run the Center for Citizen Peacebuilding at UC Irvine. It was for that, he believes, that he spent more than 4 months in Tehran's notorious Evin prison. Last week, he came home, and yesterday, I met him in his office in Irvine, where he told me what happened to him. Take us back to the beginning. You went to Iran last spring to see your mother, who was very ill, and you saw her, you took care of her. I understand she died in that time. You went to the airport to come home, and what happened?
I paid the dues, I passed the custom, everything was finished, checked in on the line to board the plane. Then I was approached by six persons asking me to step aside, and they would like to question me. After 1.5 hour interrogation, they took me and they asked me to go with them to Evin prison.
Did you have any idea why you were being taken to this high security prison?
They are suspicious to anybody with dual citizenship who live in U.S. for a long time and somebody which is opinionated in peace and human rights. That kind of thinking made them to believe that I'm a threat to their national security. And I hope I convince them otherwise.
To give our listeners some context, you are by day a mortgage broker.
Yeah, I'm still a mortgage broker.
I'm in your office here in Orange County. You're a mortgage broker by day, but you are also a peace activist. And you are involved in trying to bring peace, specifically to Iran. And that is what they were most concerned about, it appears to be.
I'm not the big caliber guy. I'm not a professor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not the academic researchers. I'm not a teacher. But on the other side, I follow the politics, demanding human rights, especially in the last few years. I was concentrating on peace and dialogue.
Did they think you were trying to foment a revolution, a velvet revolution?
They know that I'm a nonviolent person. They know that I'm advocating any problem in any society to be solved by their own people. And they know that I'm against any kind of aggression. They expect Iranian citizens like me to shut my mouth or not even thinking about possible gradual reform.
Describe for our listeners who have not seen the inside of an Iranian prison cell, probably most of our listeners, what's it like inside an Iranian prison cell?
The first cell I was in, it was kind of room. 5 by 3 yards was a room with a small sink to wash the hand, nothing else. And I was in 3 cells. That was the first one which I spent most of the time. The other cell was half of that one, almost 3 by 2.5. But that one had a shower. That, again, that was solitary confinement too. But the other one, why were those 21 days or 24 days, which I spent it with roommate or cellmate, it has a shower and it has a toilet, television, and access to newspaper.
An unimaginable luxury at that point.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of comparing Motel 6 with Hilton. The first one was Motel 6. The second one was Hilton. I accept my apology to the management of Motel 6.
When you were in prison, and you say you were interrogated almost daily?
I was interrogated almost between 60 to 70 times in 140 days, almost every other day, sometimes every day, sometimes off in the Friday. Friday is a holiday for them.
What would they ask you? And did they mistreat you in any way?
No mistreatment by guards, no mistreatment by food servers, no mistreatment by medical providers, or beaten or physical punishment by interrogators. The most difficult one was solitary confinement and loneliness.
Let me just ask you about solitary confinement because, you know, a lot of people lose it when they're in solitary confinement. They lose their mind. Did you feel at any point that you were losing your mind?
I cannot be judge of my own. If I look to you as a, someone who lost their mind, his mind. But a loneliness, it was hell to me. My loneliness was hurting me and was the lowest point of my life. That's why solitary confinement, they don't allow you to have any sharp thing in, even including forks, plastic forks, they don't let you have it. Plastic spoon, not forks, because they know a lot of wrong things come to your mind.
Did that come to your mind, that you wanted to hurt yourself or end it at all?
I prefer not to talk about it.
Describe what that was like. What did you do every day?
114 days of solitary confinement by myself. Physically, I've been making push-ups and also walking inside of the cell. And partially, I've been reading books, and I've been able to read 37 books, small and big books.
You read 37 books. Which books did you read?
I read all of the books of Ayatollah Khomeini, Don. And besides that, I read some scientific book, like scientific articles written by Albert Einstein. Albert Camus, he was a writer in 1940s in France. They call it Misunderstanding, which was, I liked that, and I read it like 3 times to memorize it. If I couldn't find the book outside of the prison, but I found it, and I bought that. It's a good piece.
That's Albert Camus' The Misunderstanding?
Yeah, Albert Camus.
Can you recite some of that you memorized?
And the one big sentence I remember, which I always memorize it, and I wrote it to my wife, which say that when someone has people waiting for him, he's not going to give up his life. And I wrote it to my wife, I'm not going to give up.
The Misunderstanding. I mean, that could be a title for what happened to you.
That's what I thought. But I wish it is, and I wish it was. But I believe if this kind of confrontational environment continue, it's going to be many people to be victim of this confrontational environment.
The U.S. and Iran.
Yes. Since I found out that I'm a part of a confrontational environment, I became more adamant. When I come out, I do more for dialogue, diplomacy, and peace in my spare time.
Ali Shakiri, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everyone. Thanks again.